Okay. Okay, on both sides we're discussing. Thank you. We're discussing the lav of loyigos. Should not demand money from someone when the shmitas ksafim is in effect. This, of course, ties in to the question of is there malchus on loyigos or is there no malchus on loyigos? So we discussed already on Friday that there could be two reasons why there's no malchus on loyigos. The Mechinuch says that it's considered to be a lav shein bo maisa. And another possibility is this is in Mitzvah Tuf Ayin Hey. The footnote on the bottom, of course, it's a question that maybe there's another reason. That's a lav shenitan lehishavon. Two possible reasons. So we have to discuss some of the interesting Torah over here of the of Chaim Kanievsky in his Derech Amuna at the very beginning of the ninth perek. He starts about a fast in the Chakira. A woman obligated in this mitzvah. Mentions this man Garama. So he says like this, there's a lav and an asay. Okay, great. So the chayav mishum the lav. Maybe there's no asay. According to the Urayim, there is no lav until the person was already said Mishamadani. That's what he suggests. According to the Urayim, we quoted a few times. Ein achov nishmat me'elov elam kenar elam mishamerani. Parentheses. Well, if you say halav lo yigos einu el achashama mishamerani. So now, once I myself, of my own, or bezin beat me up, that's what we saw in the Mordechai. I said mishamerani. Now I come to you, ask for the money. I'm over lo yigos, but otherwise not. So a woman, the bezin will come to her, they'll hit her. First of all, there's a some say you can't hit a woman. It's a rivet in Hichas Ishus, not for now. But second of all, she'll say, don't hit me, I'm Potter. The Mrs. Sensation's Van Grama. Leave me alone. Okay? So the question doesn't be, so it'll never be no lo yigos either. Because the Urayim comes only afterwards. That's how he starts off by saying a fascinating question. According to this particular Urayim. Then he wants to know about Ketanim. Ketanim a potter from Asay Lo Sasay. So why is the Chol Mishamit? The Gemara in Gittin Lamed Zayin seems to say, Yisom don't require Prusbel, because Rabbi Galila Beithina, Avion Shal Yisom. And it's told by Yisom Ketanim, it says in Shulchan Aruch. What's the problem? There's no mitzvah. The other Rishonim, of course, argue with the Urayim and say it's Afkata de Malka on all the Cholvos. So it makes no difference if the mocher is, if he's a bar mitzvah, not a bar mitzvah. So it's irrelevant. We mentioned already on Friday, even a goy and a ger toshav, do it a bit. You need a special miut. This is on the shana, not on the gavra. The gavra has an additional mitzvah, but hashmara has nothing to do with that. It gives examples of an eved ivri after 6 years. What's it say? Tzei. You didn't say tzei. Goes out anyway. All this we discussed a while ago. Now, he makes reference, as I told you at the end of the Shiur on Friday, to what he says in Perek Aleph Halacha. This we didn't touch yet. Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel. We should cover that the first day. Aleph Aleph. See, once now, what's a Minchas Chinuch is Mesupik? A woman chayav in the mitzvah saseh of V'Shav Saras Shabbos Hashem. It's also Zman Grama. So he quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, whenever there's a los asay, the asay comes along with it, so women are chayiv as well. But the Torah says in Kiddush Nef Lamed Dalid, Not that way. Not that way. So therefore, it should come out, Rabbi Osai, even though women are chayiv in the lav of Shemitah, they shouldn't be chayiv necessarily in the asay of Shemitah. Can you imagine that? Okay?
Really?
Yeah.
About the
Tosafot
and Kiddushin, but that's
right.
Earlier on, I thought where the
Losafot
and
Yesei
are completely intertwined with each other. Here, they can be separated. So
you're talking about and Shmita's Karka, Shmita's Ksafot. Shmita's Ksafot. Okay, good. So, to be fair, this is a citation of Shmita's Karka. Now, where they go together, that's also a question which we spoke about at the very beginning, but he's assuming for the moment that the two are really going together. Okay? Okay. Fine. So the question that becomes, what will be the din in the case of a sode which belongs to a cheresh shot of a cotton? A cheresh shot of a cotton? What's the din? Is it hefker? Is it not hefker? We don't know. We know there's a mitzvah to be mafkir. The Rambam said so. In Perek Dal Halacha Chav Dalit, Mitzvah Saseh Lahashmit Kol Mashat Totzos B'Shvius. If the payers with the karka, what if it's the Yesh La'ayin? What he wants to know, what will happen? He says in Sivkotin Kuf Samach Tes in Perek Dalit. He wants to know what will happen in the case with the Chayre Shota V'Kotin. He says he thinks it's hefker. It belongs to a woman. She's chayav to be mafkirin. Okay? Of course, the question is why? Because the Minchas Chinuch says so. And he quotes what he said himself back in Perek Aleph, rias to that, that the Minchas Chinuch is correct. Even though it's not so posh at the Minchas Chinuch, because the Mitzvah say, Shazman Grama. He tries to bring in a bunch of rias, he tries to refute the rias. And the question is whether these rias are in fact compelling. And he suggests, if Shvitas Karka is Afkata de Malka, then Avada. No problem. He says Afkata de Malka. So the question, he's opening himself up wide to criticism. And what if you're like the Beis Yosef, against him a bit, that's not Afkata de Malka? So Reb Chaim is in effect saying, and he's such a chazanishnik, he's so convinced that the Mabit is right. But you know, the rest of the world thinks that the Beis Yosef is right. So they come out according to them that maybe woman should be potter, and maybe chereshet of a cotton would not be hefker. That's what it sounds like. I'm not saying it's as halacha lemaisa. That's what seems to emerge from what he says. Okay, now at the end of this year, we also mentioned on Friday, going back to Shemitah's Ksafim after this little interlude, that there's a question of what is the status in the following situation: a person was tovea achov. We assume the minute you demand the chov back, you're in violation of all egos, even if you don't collect. So then the question becomes, maybe this should fall between the cracks and you should get malchus. Why? Why? Because the Magad Mishnah said, according to the Rambam, that as long as the lav has a possibility of asiyah, so here collecting, for example, even if you didn't do anything, it's treated as a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa. So the p'tur of emo ma'isa would not apply. This is again found in the footnote in the chinuch over here in Siman Tov Ayin Hey. Of course, the Magen Mishnah Yud Gimel Schirus Halacha Beis. Kol lav sheyesh bo ma'isa av she'aso below ma'isa lo ke'olof. Ele ma'il say, nitan nishavon. But the problem is, what nitan nishavon? He didn't collect anything yet. So the guy, he falls between the various p'turim. We asked the kasha on Friday, why doesn't he get malchus in such a case? It's neither here nor there. That was Akash. So now, this leads us to the next point. The Minchas Chinuch has the following, in Mitzvah Tov Ayin Zayin, Oz Zayin, the beautiful new Minchas Chinuch program says Oz Zayin, is the following Shaila. We're going to get to it in the Gemara, and get in the Flama Zayin, some Achloikas in the Gemara, of a Milvah B'shtar Sheish Bach Reis Nechosim. Rabbi Yochanan says, maybe we should say that you can collect the money, Shtar Ligovas Kegovi Domi, maybe not. We're not going to collect money if we're not sure. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the following shaila. According to the Rambam, holds in monetary matters, toughest love of Chinuch, the Sukkot of Tok for Koyim. So here too, since True, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't collect the money, but if the guy, the Malva, grabbed the money, should be able to keep it. Says the Menachas Chinuch, V'lo havei sofek isu lav lo yigos, denire, diem gova chovo bal korcho, over halav, v'yein takona, v'yaf temach zera chakach, zeh mo'ol ha'momen, davi gezel biyodo, k'mosh kasafti, avi afkata demalko, avol halav over. How do you like that? He was over the lav already, and there's a question, is there any way out? He makes reference back to the previous aura. But this is an interesting question. An interesting question. Can you correct what was done? Or it's too late. Ein lo takana. We should say, I would say, even if you'll tell me that the lav is violated, lo yigos, by merely demanding the money, even if you don't collect it, but if you collected it, you add it to the iser. And therefore you can at least correct that part by giving it back. As far as Gezel, I mean, the Rambam is not worried about Gezel. Sofik Mamon is not worried about that. That's for a different story. In any event, the question then becomes as follows. This is a very serious question. What will happen? A lover walks over to a Malva. Malva never asked for the money. Never said a word. What's he supposed to say? What's the two magic words? What? He didn't. Took the money. I didn't press you for the money. You came to me. I put it in my pocket. Am I in violation of lo yigos? You know, one might argue, no. I didn't bother you. I didn't hound you. I didn't ask for you. You gave it to me. The Parshat Shas and Mefurash Gemara to this effect. Mefurash Gemara to this effect, and of all places, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis, quotes the Mishnah, which we haven't really learned yet, Mishnah Beis, Hashocher Es Hapar V'Chukah Barash Hashanah, whole story, Chodesh Me'uba, whole long story. It says, there's a discussion with Nitol Nitova, not, it's a question of Yolada, Halvas Yomtev, Nitin Litova, Lonin Litova, which is a Shabbistic Indian, right? It goes as follows. He says, Meshametani. So the Gemara goes into a discussion over here. Need you say Meshametani in such a circumstance? So the Gemara seems to say, the push-up shot in this Gemara, is that there's no violation of lo yigos if there's no tviya. That's the Parshat Pshat. I saw in the beautiful sefer over here, a new one, Shmitas Ksafim Kilchasa. This is our final pickup for this man, even for the postman. Okay, we're by Stern from Bnei Brak. He's wrote Ksuba Kilchasa, which those who are learning Ksuba this coming year should get a copy. Mechiras Chametz Kilchasa. He has a lot of these Kilchasas for him. All very beautiful. He discusses this question. Let's give you a brief excerpt. Yeah.
Isn't the Rush deal with the question explicitly?
Let's take a look. The Rush in Shvias or in Gittin? Let's take a look. Both say, everyone look in the Rush. Simon what? Chaf or Yud Ches? Chaf? Let's take a look at Simon Chaf. Yes.
And
the seventh, according to the Rosh, the seventh year, Rabbo say what? There is lo yigos, even though the chov is not canceled yet. Okay.
So under that assumption, he says that the last three.
Avolam yifra alova meatzmo, ein tzarech loma mishamet ani. And therefore, the clear implication is that if he comes and pays on his own, there's no lo yigos, clear as day. Okay, very good. That's it. In the Rush, it sounds that way for sure. And the Gemara, it sounds like it's quoting a Gemara. Okay. This is those who want to look up. Slicha?
That's only in the Shana Shvi.
That's in the seventh year. So you could argue it's only the seventh year, not the eighth year. But, no. You could argue, because in the seventh year, the chov is still extant. In the eighth year, it's not. Assume it's hafkata the malka. So it's not. What's the Gemara saying? Shabbos kuf mem chesem at base. Okay, Gemara wants to know if you cannot collect the halvos yomtiv. So why by shogad asapara? Amayan emeshamet. In other words, hol vein bez niskok on the kofo. It's shmuta v'omedes. My answer is vada yoev le shokil. And in the reish should not. Why shouldn't he take it? Was his reish? You have to say mishamenani. Seifo, you need not say mishamenani. Muvu amil lehedja mehosam. Tilav chiyuva the mitzvah sase the shama. Shaper avishar le lemavolit lasam esamos min alove. As long as he gives it on his own, it's come out of a furusha gemara. The question: how do you understand the Rambam? So the quotes here of Sadrigon, the parish in the bottom of Rav Perlo, understood the Rambam the other way. But take a look at both sides. Periktes, halacha chavches. Open up, please. Periktes and Rambam, halacha chavches. What does it say? Tzorech amal v'lomo l'machze m'shamen ani, u'kvo neftate m'meni. Okay. Oh, my Lord, afal pikein mitzoni shetekabel, yekabel m'menu. Why? Shenema lo yigos, vahare lo nogas. So Rav Perlo understood the Rambam to mean that there's a problem of lo yigos over here. Problem of lo yigos over here. Unless you said mishamatani, because in this context he said you have to say mishamatani, implying if you didn't say mishamatani, you're in violation of lo yigos. That's what Rav Perlo says. Comes Rav Stern from Bnei Brak, says no, the other way around. Adrabba, he means what we just said. In other words, he says afal pikein. Once the afal pikein, so in effect, the mishamatani and the afal pikein neutralize each other, and there's no longer a lo yigos, because why? He's not demanding the money. Mishamatani takes care of the fulfillment of the assay, and lo yigos is neutralized because he wants to give him the money on his own, as the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos. So that seems to be a more correct approach. Fine. Rabbosai, we have to now just go a little bit further in some of these interesting inyanim, the siyata d'shmai. Let's start to Mishnah Tes. This is a little bit complicated. Perek Yud Mishnah Tes. Rabbosai, open up, please. Perek Yud Shvius Mishnah Tes. Hamachzir chov b'shvius, ruach hachamim nocha mimenu. Okay, someone gave the money back and shvius, ruach hachamim is nocha mimenu. It's a nice thing. It's a nice thing. Okay, says the Rosh. Hamachzir chov, sh'omer sh'afal pi kein machzir, afal pi sh'omer lo mishamarani. You say mishamarani. No, afal pikein. Why is it so nice? Why? Doesn't say why. So if you look at the Mishnayos, they're two pshatim. The Melech HaShlomo says, "Ein rotza lihonos mimomen acherim." This goes actually back to the Torishin, the Sefer Iter. And by the way, this beautiful Sefer has all these Rishonim fully. The Iter, the Sefer Trumas, all that we have to talk about are printed in full in the back. For that alone, it's Gevaldik a Sefer. So, the Iter is quoted over here, Rab Chaim, in Siyun Halacha, Shin, Samach, Hey, Lech HaShlom, V'chein, because of the Iter. Okay? The Mishnah Rishona, also quoted, in the next Os over here, what is he, Seb Shah? Why is Ruch Nocha V'nocha? Shlo Yimnu Melahalvos. The next Malveh will not hesitate to lend out the money because he figures, the same way this guy is a nice guy and set off what became, the next guy may do it as well. And he quotes as follows. Heidu al moran zal chazanish sheherzir le'echot chov achashvitz v'yomim mishamarani v'not al moran amos b'chazara. How do you like that? Put it in his pocket. V'lo amalei afal pikein. Why? Ki hikir bo Shiratzono lekayim mitzvah shmitas ksafim. What's going on? He understood that the fellow wants to fulfill the mitzvah of shmitas ksafim. Apparently, our mission is about a stam yid. You don't know if he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, or he has no choice. If you look in the Rush, Rabosai, here in Mishnah Ches, Yomel Meshamanani, he adds four words. HaTorah Tzivso Laila HaShmito. I'd love to keep the money. What can I do? Efshiv Yeshim, Ha'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Olai. So, that's his feeling. So then, all right, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'll give you back the money. I hope you can. But if a guy is more into the spirit of the Torah, he dafka wants to give the money back. Says the Chaz Nisha, I'm deprived from the mitzvah. So I'll put the money in my pocket. It's interesting, Rabosai, this idea of Maman Acherim, the words Maman Acherim are a little bit of a chiddush. I saw in the Sefer, where you have the Shemitah Ksafim. Maybe it's there. That's it. He has a kasha. He wants to know, why does the Melech HaShlomo say he's being nene from Maman Acherim? It's his money. It's his money. He doesn't understand why it's considered to be in the category of Maman Acherim. That's his kash against Dapsha. Why is it Maman Acher? Why is it Maman Acher? Oh. And he says, look what I wrote in my Tefer Perish Shvius. There he talks about, if you may recall, after there's beer, anyone can take it. Remember the disciple was very angry. Somebody took it. It was Makbar on him. What's he Makbar on him? So he suggests it's Oni Mahapach Becharora. According to some Rishonis, it's Kedushin Rashi, Toys, Daf Nun Tes. Come on, he needs it. So what are you taking it for? So it could be the same thing applies over here. That's what he suggests. When he quotes the Chazanish's teretz, the guy wants to fulfill the mitzvah. He says, he already fulfilled the mitzvah. He said, Mishamitani. So why, what do you mean he saw he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah? He did. He said, Mishamitani. The answer presumably is, yes, he fulfilled the mitzvah of Mishamitani. Absolutely, he said the right words. But there's still a bigger mitzvah. If at the end of the day, you don't take payment. Still a bigger mitzvah. That's the push-up shot to answer this kasha. And the guy wants to have the complete mitzvah. And that's why the Chazanish took the money back. That's the push-up shot to answer his question. Okay, fine. The Mishnah's Yosef, Anna's Mishnah, says, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that the guy gives it back. We shouldn't say, as we find elsewhere, kol ha-potem en adav v'yoseo nikra hedjut. Hedjut is really basically a simpleton. Some use the words idiot. It's not hedjut, it's Greek. I don't ever. What are you doing it for? Keep the money. Huh? No. 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 Oh, nor are you, and he quotes the Gemara Brochus of Tezayim, not everyone is wanting should be not less Hashem. Who do you think you are? You're such a big tzaddik that you're going to give it back? Kamashmalah, no. Ruach Hachamim, no. Even a plain Jew. A plain Jew, a Talmud Chacham. Oh, he really has to do it. Just look on the Gemara, Bosai. I hope you all have Gittin still. Daf Lamed Zayin at base. What did the Gemara say over here? The top of the Daf they quote our Mishnah. You say Mishamanani. Afal Biken, you take the money. Zed Var Shmita. Amar Rabba. Vitolile Ad Amahachi. You. Pressure him, we'll see later details, till he says Mishamanani. Excuse me. The question, which way goes? Rashi lives trap, you pressure him to say, Afal Pikein, so you'll be able to collect the money. So the Gemara has over here a story. Abba Bar Marta Havid, Abba Bar Menyumi Havid Masik Bei Rabba Zuzi. I sinu ne'alei b'shviyas. Amalei m'shamanani. Shaklenu. He took the money, put it in his pocket. Also, Abai Ashkei Dehavi Otziv. So Rabbi said. Why he said? This tells the story. He said, wait a minute. Did you say Afa became? No. So he went back and said Afa became. Oh, Baruch Hashem. So the Gemara says, oh, now that he said it, this Talmud Chacham didn't have the seichel, Tziafa Pikein originally. So you see, if you don't Tziafa Pikein, you're not worthy of the title Tzur and Rabbanan, Talmud Chacham, Ben Torah. You see, Pashup Shat, you really have to say it. You have to say it. That's the Pashup Shat. Oh. However, Abosai, the Balaita says, Lichatchila lo yachzir. Lichatchila lo yachzir. Nonetheless, if you give it back, because you don't want to be nenem yom and acherim, as we said before, ruach hachamim nochei menu. So what does that mean? First, we'll see that on a simple level it means there are different levels of nocha. It's more nocha than if he's not machzir. There's no chiyuv to be machzir. Me'ikar adin, I don't have to be machzir it. Not necessary. Not necessary at all. But if I machzir it, in order I should have any hanah, ruach hachamim nocha imenu. I guess it means more nocha imenu than if he's not machzir. But he doesn't have to be machzir. Tosfos says in Baba Basra, no. If you're not machzir, ein ruach hachamim nocha imenu. That's the pashup shat in the Gemara over here. On the Chlam and Zayin at base. We'll come back, see more details as we go. Rav Moshe said shuv about this. He said, why was Rabbi so machmed about this? What's he getting so... Rabbi was upset about the fellow. Apparently, it's an avla not to give it back. According to Rashi, anyway, let's read the Rashi, it's unbelievable. Rashi says, V'tolilei, V'erotzo lachzbo, Yitlenu al eitz, hang him up on a tree, Im gav reyodo, Adomalei afal pike. That's a pretty tough... what do you call that? Hardball. Would you say? Hang him on a tree? Till he says Afal Pikein? Obviously, how can you do such a thing? It must be. It's an Avla, not to say it. Otherwise, in Issa Chavala, he says, and it wouldn't work, tell you V'yoiv. Must be, Rabosai, Mitzvah L'shmoa Divrei Chachamim, with tell you works, the Sugan Mitzvah Baba Basra, and Mitzvah Kiddushin, by Get, and by Korban. So it appeared. And the Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes that if the Chachamim tell him to do it, so he wants a mitzvah shvod de Chachamim. He quotes the Rambam and Hilchos Gerush, the famous Rambam, the guy gives a get because they beat him up. You can't do that in this country. Rabbi also, it's against the law. We had an incident this past year. But Lu Yitzuyer in the old days, so the Rambam writes a very dramatic idea. He really deep down wants to do the right thing. So here too. You're totally like, because deep down what the right thing is to say Afal Pikein. Oh, fine. Question: the Rosh said, we just saw it. Mishamer ani, Hatorah tziv solai lashmito. Must he say those words too? Is that part of the script? I'm asking a question. It says over here, what it says: Hamasachov b'shvius yonla mishamer ani. Is there a two-word script? Or there are four or six word script. Hatorah tziv solai lashmito. How'd you learn? What do you think? That's what I thought. A two word script. The Rosh is just explaining what it's all about. That they have to actually say those words. I didn't think they have to say those words. However, not everyone agrees with me. Okay, what's the Rosh? Sarach bir, im kavanas a Rosh b'boka m'shamen ani yomar hatorah tziv solai lashmito. No, or shibroma m'shamen ani zoi kavanaso. And the typical guy who has that kavanas yavah became, as opposed to the tzaddik who says, I really, really, really don't want to take the money back. And then you shouldn't, as the chazanish did. So I thought Pashut Rosh, you don't have to say those words. I'm not sure where he gets it from. But it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam, what did Rambam say over here? Come on. Rambam says, Beferish, open up again to Halacha Chavches. Mishamani, Ukvar niftarta mimeni. Is that part of the script? It's not found in Shas. It sounds like Rambam says, Sorach ha-mava loma la-magzir, Mishamani, Ukvar niftarta mimeni. Chaim says, Ze ein chayav lomar. You don't have to say that. Why in the bottom? Shrel aniska b'gemara. Even here, where it sounds, if to be honest, you have to say it. He says you don't have to say it. Kavachomer, what the Rush interpreted as an explanation, not as part of the text, need not be said. Fine. So what's the verb over here? Rabbi says it's interesting. Halacha ches, amazing. He says yikavu mimenu ava pikein zed varashmita. Zok the Rush, Rabbi, watch. Kolomar, dibur bialmo, umidikos of ze, dorish ein sarach el dibur echad, kedemucha betosefta demakis, kabirotzeach. The second half of this mishnah, the katani lo yoma es adaba v'yishana. I'll say it twice. So zed varotzeach, ein lechol dibur rishon. It's the case. They want to give a big covet. He's rotzeach ani. I'll be care. Okay. You don't say it twice. So that's what he says over here. Once is enough. That's the word dvar. Once. No need to say it twice. Fine. So now, Rabosai, we've spent a lot of time for the very opening day, Mamash, discussing a Ravid in Masech Tegid. The Ravid was relevant in terms of the word Midas Chasidus. Okay? Let us read the Ravid inside. We never really read it together. Now you all have Gemara's Gittin. Well, we have your Otsar, Rabosai. Who has an Otsar here? Okay, so open your Otsar. And those who don't, open the Gemara Gittin to the Ravid. The regular Gemara has the Ravid too. Let's read it together, please. The Ravid talks about the fact that the Shmidas Ksafim is what we call a Midas Chasidus. That's the first piece in the Rive. That we saw a little bit. Okay? Midas Chasidus. There's another piece in the Rive, which you didn't see at all. Omar Rabba Vitalile. Risi Misha Pirish, that's Rashi. Shetofes Amava Salov Bibigdo. At Yomar Ava Biken. Ain't a das Mikablo. Kamein lo ponim is there, a Pirish. Vinikach nearly. Shiyomar Ava Biken. What happens? So, what? I owe a certain amount of money, right? So you say Meshamanani, I say Afapik. So I'm holding the money, right? I'm holding the money. Lo yatsnie miyad. Now you tell me Afapik. I go, oh, put the money right in my pocket. Hey, I'm a winner. No. Elatolo sam lefonov shiachzire b'mitzvah shmita kidei shelo yeroe shegamar bliba milahashmit. Hikshelo Abaye, but the Tanya Kshunosein lo loyoma bechov yani nosein lecha ela shulihem uve matani nosein lecha. Okay, he says. Once he says that, mayamten loot for shani le is the rabbi's traveling gemara lo kemo shato sover ela mashani yoma v'tani le acha shalav hapikein levar ani yoma shiutalo. You have to wait. You hold on until the lover says, in other words, you thought the lover has to wait, the malva has to wait. Why do you have to do this? No need to do it anymore. That's it. Once you say Afal Pikein, so what happens? The Malve takes the money. There's no need to say Matana Ninosulch. That's a Chiddush Niflin Nerivin. Again, back to the Gemara for a second. The Gemara has enough Lamed Zayin to open up again. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Kshu nosin lo amale al yomalo bechovi ani nosin lecha el yomalo shalihen v'maton ani nosin lecha amale tole nami ad yomalo achi. You have to wait till he says, I'm giving it to you as a matona. Okay, so the Tolilei, and the he waits around, not he forces him. He waits around till he says it. Okay, so he waits around till he says it. Fine, we had originally had a different pshat, and this is a maskanas haGemara. Fine, says the Ravid, nowadays is not necessary. This is Matani Nosu Lecha, which means it's very difficult for the Malva to collect, because what if he doesn't say those magic words? Says the Ravid, that's what Shmidus Mikra did. Says only Midas Chasidus. So I said Meshavet, it was Yotzim Achiv. He said, Alpha Piken, I'm going to put the money in my pocket. This Gemara says it's not no longer required this man hazeh. Ad kan derived, Rabbi said, we read together here in Masech Tegit. Okay, it's important to understand that things actually do change. Okay, fine. If you look at the Rosh in Masech Tegit in Siman Yutes, is there another pshat in Vitali Lay? Different pshat. Take a look at Rabbi. Look. He quotes Rashi. Is Velo Nehira the Imkain Bitalt the Torah Shmita? If I could take the guy by the neck and say, hey, grab by the neck, until make sure he says, Afal Pikein, so then where's Shmita? Shmita doesn't apply anymore. Every Malva, I guess unless the Lov is stronger than the Malva, I guess. The Malva get a goon, and it'll take him to force him to say, Afal Pikein, Bital the Torah Shmita. So the answer to Rashi is no. If you look carefully in what Rashi said, keep one hand in the Rush, one hand in the Rush. Rashi said, Vitalile. The mayor wrote to Lachzer Bo Yitlenu Aleitz. Oh no, he already said Mishaminani. He wants to back out. Then you can grab him by the neck. But if you never said Mishaminani, you can't. That's a Pashup Shad and Rashi. The Bach is a little bit more expansive. He says if the Lover came with the money, then he can grab him around the neck. But if the Lover stays home, you can't. So this Kasha against Rashi is not such a stark Kasha. Lo Bital Torah Shvita. It was a Rashi Pshat. V'nira Lefarish. Vitolile Koloma. Ye Einov Tluyos Yoshev Umitsape Achayomakach. Vichach Mephorish Birushalmi. Kabihoda Tanya Vitsarach Loma Mishamanani Amravhuna Marav Omolo Besofa Rofa Vayamin Pshuto the Kabel. It's all in the body language, in the tone of voice. Mishamanani. That's a Rishalmi. The Rush quotes from Rishalmi. Okay? Fine. This is what the Rush says. Fine. Is it, the Rambam, when he talks about it, in Halacha Chavtes, it's my Rambam, Halacha Chavtes, please take a look. Hechza lechov of lama lama lokein. Right? You give back the money, and he again, he didn't say b'matana, so you can't keep the money. Misabev imo b'dvarim atchiyomalo shalihem uv'matana nesatam lecho. That's what the Rambam says. Fine. What can you? What may you do? May you not do? So Reb Chaim was there on the bottom in Kuf Samachay. V'yachalomalo mishavani b'sofer rofa v'mimshuta lekabel. We saw the Rosh Yerushalmi. That's a Gemara story. Rabbi was sad, and Abai went and gave him a what for? That's also okay. Umashma, shahu biatzmo osalo lomalo shemafa pikein. Tell him straight. Rak l'rame is lomuta. Rashi says you can even force it, and many we showed disagree, and we said even Rashi is only in certain limited cases. But it's an interesting Rashi over here at Bosai. Take a look on the Rashi here on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. One more time. Rashi says, Adi Omahochi. Says Rashi about Tono, Ani Nosim Lecho. And if he says that, Ein Kamishim Lo Yigos. Why? The lo bebedina katavale v'lav mishum chov. Rashi has two statements over here. Lav mishum chov, he said in Matana. But he added an idea. Lo bebedina katavale. If you read the Rashi the way I read the Rashi, if it's bebedina katavale, it doesn't matter what he said Matana, what he said chov. It's irrelevant. Once you ratchet it up to the level, you said about Hazmara to Beis Din, that's considered to be a Toveh, as if it's Toveh Mishim Chovo. This was, I thought of it on my own, and I saw Rab Chaim says so, right over here in Halacha Chav Tes. If you take him to Beis Din, that's already, it sounds like, you know, you don't take a guy to Beis Din Stam Kacha, for Matonis. Take him to Beis Din, because it's even though he said Matona, you can't take him to Beis Din. You can't take him to Beis Din. Fine. Rabbi Osai, let's ask a question. This gentleman, Abba Bar Menume, what was he thinking? Right? Is this a bit of a sort of a rank out? No? A bit of a rank out? What he says? Tzuvim Rabbanon? No? What's the lesson of the Gemara one more time? Lohavet Beidaita by Tzuvim Rabbanon Meikoro? That's not a compliment. Ain't lo das. It's not a compliment. So it's fascinating. We try to defend this individual with the following pshat, which is quoted. Quoted in the Ritva, B'shem Rabbi Pinchas Achav Sharabenu. Often you find the Ritva quotes as the Rebbe, they were his brother. Pinchas Alei. Lekel Efrusha Kipshuta Dechas V'Sholom Lohoya Abayim Miramilei. Nah. Agav Rabbahu. Hoya Marzachov Rabbah. Ruacham Nochimenu. So why didn't he? Omal Rabba Mishamanani Hoyasavur Abba Bar Marta to Sulo Yakablaim. Shiilo Hoyo Yodesh Yakablaim. Lohavishaklina Bechazara. Sabaya said to him, if you would know that he would take the money back, right? Maybe he'll take the money. Maybe he should give him that opportunity. So he went back and he told it to him. Oh. Therefore, Rabbi, what did he say, Rabbi? Lohava be data by tsuvim rabbana meikora. What does that mean? That he was a Talmud Chacham she'ein bo das. No, he didn't realize that Rabbi would take the money back. He held that, Rabbi, like the Chazon Ish, he didn't want to give the money back if he wouldn't want to take it. He wants to have the mitzvah completely. That's how he ensured Rabbi. I guess Rabbi couldn't afford to be such a big kanai. He had to pay the bills. So Rabbi didn't want to be at such a madrega. He wanted the money back. That's Pasha Pshat in the Gemara called the Rebbeinu Pinchas. It's not a, as this Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is, it's not a complimenting Abba Bar Marta. No. He realized that he's a son of Matanus, right? That's what he thought. He didn't say, he didn't go like this. Meshamanani. He said in a straight voice, Meshamanani. Son of Matanus Yichya. So he put the money in his pocket. That's how he understood or misunderstood it. When he found out that he would take it, he said, right away, he came. This being the case, one second. The word lechatchila, avenu pshat, Rabbi Osai. If you look at the Sefer HaTrumas, this I did find, the Sefer HaTrumas, he quotes it over here on page Sadi Dal in this Sefer. We have the full text again over here. The Sefer HaTrumas has the following expression. Listen carefully. Sefer HaTrumas is like this. Shar Mem Hei, Oz Dalet. When it says, HaMazachov L'chaver B'Shvi'is, the Mashma Chazorah B'Di'evet, Punkt Fakert, HaMachzah B'Di'evet, if someone gives the money back, right? B'Di'evet, you tell him, Meshavani. Wait a minute, but the very next Mishnah says, HaMachzachov B'Shvi'is, it's Ruchachov Nochemenu. Which one is it? Is it L'chatchila, or is it B'Di'evet? No, it's B'Di'evet. Aval eino zakuk bitchilo lahachzir. What does that mean? I saw the word bitchilo, my eyes lit up. What does bitchilo mean? What's bitchilo? So it seems to me, if you take this is the word of the Balatrumas. The Sefer Yitro uses the word lichatchilo. We had a bit of a problem. We understood different levels of lichatchilo. Maybe no. Maybe when he said the word lechatchila, he means bitchila. When he said lo yaz lechatchila, he meant bitchila. Bitchila. Which means, Rabbi Osai, what happens? The guy says, Mishabenani, That's it. It's over. Lo yachsa dechatchila means bitchila. Not required. However, Rabbi Osai, however, what happens, Rabbi Osai, what happens if tolilei? What's tolilei? What's tolilei? Tolilei means, means once it's tolilei, then you should dafka give it back. That's ideal. So before we had different levels, that we were to correct the pshat, the new pshat. In other words, initially, Rabbi Osai says, Mishamen ani. No problem. Keep the money, because he said, Mishamen ani. That's bitchila. Lachachem is bitchila. Later on, when you get an impression he wants the money back, then the proper thing of Ruach HaChamim Nocha is to give it back. If you look in the Rabbi Osai, the Rashi in the first Pasuk in Chumash, B'tchil olam machshava to use midas hadin, gracious bar lokim. B'tchil when HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind, so the Mefarshim suggest that b'tchil means lichatchil. Ideally, in an ideal world, we spoke about it yesterday. The whole process gives schar v'onesh. We should have more schar olam above. We should have midas hadin and more schar. But the world can't exist. So again, there the word betchila means lechatchila. Here the word lechatchila means betchila. The two sometimes are mischalf. Fine. Good. What'll happen? I walk over to you, and I learned Shmit. I learned Masechta Shviyos. I know already all the kutzin. The Shviyos is over. My dear friend, here, take a matana. I preempt the whole situation. Here's the matana. Must he say Mishamen ani? The guy was trying to circumvent the whole thing. He writes over here, Reb Chaim Kuf Samach Dalet. V'im b'tchila bo alov v'yom alov v'maton v'nosan l'cha ein tzorech amal v'alov v'mishamen ani. The Yad Rama and the Ritva Chadoshes and Gittin Lama Zayin. How you like that? Okay. Now Rabbi Osai, let's open up, if you don't mind, to the Mordechai and Simon Shin Pei. Please open up. Shin Pei, please, in the Mordechai. Let's go. What's the matter? You're not masking?
I'm sitting
in my living room. Shemitah's over. Am I mechuyav to go over to the guy and say Mishamen ani? Let's take a look. It's open. Let's take a look. Let's look at Rambam Tes Aleph. Okay, let's take a look. What did Rambam say in Tes Aleph? Rambam writes in Tes Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh Lahashmid HaMilva B'Shviyas. Shnema Shomel Kol Ba'ma Shiyodah. Then say, Mishamani is now only found in Halacha Chav Ches. 27 halachas later. Why do you wait so long? Just do nothing. Mekayim et b'sheva al tasa. I don't know. Doesn't say it. Let's see what the Mordechai said. Okay, let's see what the Mordechai says. Shin Pei. Rabbi Osai, please turn. Shin Pei. Here we go. Let's see what the Mordechai says about this very top. I'm sitting at my desk. Am I mechuyav to go over to the lover? Oh. What happened? A story. Shmita no hekes bizman hazeh, ach b'shnas ha-shmita, lo bo elof, v'lo omalei mishamen ani. Get an impression. He didn't come to me. I'm not mechuyav to do anything. He suggests, Shema came and shava shmita v'lohama m'shamen ani sula mechuyav lahashmit at shmita acheres. Whole year went by. No, v'inyan nira de shviyas afkata de malkahu af al gav de lohama m'shamen ani. No need to say it. Rabbi Initially, that's what he says. You don't say anything? Let's go weiter. Ela mitzvi d'raim alei d'amira d'ksim is etvara shmita. U'mikol makom im bo l'ahachze b'motsoi shvies k'loshon amas l'chob b'shvies. You don't have a shaman anything. Aber im lo bo l'ahachze b'motsoi shvies k'loshon amas l'chob b'shvies. Ein tzuch klum. T'shama v'yomenu. I'm not mochi if they run after you and say m'shaman anything. What's its proof? Dume d'katani osa b'seifa. Rotzeach shegol alari miklat. V'rotzu an she'ir l'chabdo. Yomim rotzeach ani. Mashma. L'rom elei lo makein. Elu ke rotzu l'chabdo. De l'monam. Hokinami l'rom elei elim kein bol ha'achzir. Hadi ben ha'makam ha'shmita. Etc. I can sit in the comfort of my house. I'm not going to ask him for the money. Good. I'm not going to say anything. So writes the Mordechai. Yeah. Now, of course, that's what it says. And the Urayim? The Urayim, if I don't do anything, the Chov still exists. So the impression is conveyed according to the Urayim. I have to get up and go over the guy and say, hey, my dear friend, Mishamed any. The problem is the Mishnah, the Pashva, the Mishnah is like the Mordechai. What does it say? Hamar Zechov Bishvis, Yom La Mishamed any. Otherwise, I don't say anything. That's what the. So, what will the Urayim do with this Mishnah? Don't know. It's interesting, Rabosai. This is a question which is quoted over here in this beautiful Sefer on page Sadi Aleph from Shlomo Zalman. Mincha Shlomo. Hikshal Yireim, Hamazach of Shvius Yamalam Mishamanani, Heredidei Lechora, Tzorach Hamal Veloma Mishamanani, Ava Pishena Balafroa, Ela Mitzvah Love, Lelech Etzel Alova Lova Mishamanani, they should describe Mr. Shmita's Ksafim. Couldn't everybody else have got the Malacha? Could not have gone to the Yireim. From the Mishnah's Mashma, no, only if you come to me, otherwise they don't have to say. So the Mishnah is a little bit against the Yireim. That's his Kasha, found on page Sadi Aleph. Fascinating question. Yeah.
Do I have to say it to the person, or I could just like, and then I on my own desk, I could
say Mishamanani, my own desk, maybe. What do you say?
Like I'm going back to my Tanakha, since it's Muchas, that it's Matmas Nechol, but if you have Ribbis Mucharis.
Ribbis, you say?
Mucharis.
Ribbis? Ribbis is I borrow 100, give back 101. I borrow 100, give back 100. Why is that Ribbis? Yeah, but if I have a chiv of the chov and I give more, that's called ribbis. Here, the chiv of the chov is paka.
So anytime I'm a lover and the mave is mochel, I can give him an extra matanas.
Mochel means he's mochel on his own.
Oh.
Here, the Torah knocked that out.
So that's only if it's avkash.
You want to come to the array? You're asking. It's a good question. Call the array of avkash. I have to think about it. But call the regular. Sharp post comes no cash at all. There's no more chof. There can't be ribbons, no chof. Okay? You rei him, you gotta think about it. Shlomo Zalman has an interesting question. The cases in the Gemara, Bosai, the lova comes to the malva, initially. And then, of course, he says, Mishamanani, and he drays. He makes a shtick because he wants to collect the money. What happened? Lova does not come to me. Lova sits in his house. I sit in my house. If things status quo, I'll never get the money. Can I sidle up to the guy and say, oh, Shalom Aleichem. How are you, Rabbi Yid? Haven't seen you in a while. Was that itself, Lo Yigos? I didn't say anything. Shalom Aleichem. What do you say, Othniel? Similar. So can I tell the kid, you know, I like you very much. I want to see your father in person. That's a similar idea. So Shlomo Zalman's not sure. Maybe he means the mere fact that I stand there is in the Gisa. You know, it says in the Torah, Libat Shemitah, Lo Siyah Lekenosha. Shalom Aleichem. Every day I go with him in the shtibul. Shalom Aleichem. Shalom Aleichem. That may also be a little silly kenosha, because he understands very well. I never said Shalom Aleichem before so much. You know. When the love is the Shalom Aleichem too much, it's Shalom Ribbis. When the mouth is Shalom Aleichem too much, it's Shalom Negisa. So maybe it applies over here as well. Perhaps Shalom Azam is not sure. Kamas Minchas Chinuch with the following assumption is a davar pashut, and again it ties into the Ribbis issue. The Minchas Chinuch over here says, in Mitzvah Tov Ayin Zayin, Oz Dalet. Listen to what he says. This is false. Upashut that Tovea Chov Liachas Shmita VeGolva also Chut Masha Over Alavin VeYasei Shel Shvius Over Alav the Gezel Hafkata the Malka Chov Necha VeNo Magiel Oklum Tzorach LaHachz Lo Amos VeGolva MeNechosov. Afal im achakach meis, gover me ayorshin kedin kol gezel. Vaze poshut miyod. Poshut. The nisra of gezel, poshut. Poshut. Does everyone agree? No. 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 But poshut in Michas Chinuch is not so poshut, Rav Osai. He quotes on page Kuf Yud Dalet. Ateres Moshe, Anilchus Prusbu, also quoted in this beautiful Sefer Shmitas Ktavim Kiel Chasa. He says, "Ooh, no, no." Says the Torah Tzmimis is the same thing. No. What if I collect ribbis? Is that gezel? Yes or no? A guy owes me money. I collect ribbis. There's a whole pilpul in Poskim. I have to give it back. Now, true ribbis suits the Yotzei B'Dayanim. But it could be only Otsa B'dayonim for the guy. His Yarsha would have to give it back. It's a Gemara. It can't be Gezel. So he wants to suggest at the at Teres Moshe that Shmita is the same as Ribbis. So what will happen if... This is a very serious question. Interesting question. Balei Tshuva. The Balei Tshuva, they want to become, you know, they're coming from... And now, it turns out, they learned this parasha, and they said, wait a minute. This man's 60 years old. He's been lending money and collecting for the last 30 years in business. And he never cared about Shemitah. It cost him $1 million, because of Baal Tshuva. $1 million. So everyone talks about the Takonas HaShavim, going to try to help him out. Right? There's a whole discussion in various sources. So Shlomo Zalman suggests, maybe we should say, that the Malva can say, Kimli lek the Urayim. Maybe the Urayim is right. According to the Urayim, it's only mitzvahs I say that I had in the past. I'm not mechuyev now, and it's coming about tshuva, no one cared about it, I'm not mechuyev. I wanted to say, although I don't think Shlomo Zalman mentions this, Kimli lek the Ravid. It's only mitzvahs chasidus. Or, Abosai, or there's a famous rush, which we have to get to. We don't have time to get to it now. The rush, when he came, do you see that? Anyone see that rush? It's an amazing rush. It's quoted in the tour. The rush, Rabbi Osei, as we mentioned a little bit on Tisha B'Av, he lived in Germany. When the Marami Rutenberg passed away, he figured they're going to get me next, put me in jail. He ran away to Spain. When he ran away to Spain, he sees things that he never in his life saw. What did he see? No one cares about Shemitah's Ksafim. No one cares about Shemitah's Ksafim. How can it be? He yelled at them, he screamed at them, and they won't listen to him. And so the Rosh had this funny compromise. He said, you know, what can I do? They're not listening to me. So he wouldn't, if after Shemitah someone came to it to collect money, he would never get involved in his Bezdin. Because from his personal view, the Chob was Batel Mavutel when came Shemitah. But what can he do? He couldn't uproot the minhag that there was in Spain to pay after Shemitah. And in order to defend the minhag, he suggests, you know what? It's a Mefurash Gemara in Makkos, which says, we'll see, it's in the sugyas here. Amanas shelo tashmiteni b'shvius. The language is important over here. That works, says the Rosh. Maybe the pshat is that since in this part of the world, in Spain, they collect the money routinely after Shvius, it's as if there's an implicit precondition. Amenah shelo tashmiteini b'shvis. So Shlomo Zalman throws this in as another possibility. Maybe that's the, we should rely upon the minhag in Spain. We don't live in Spain now, but it was a minhag in Spain, and the Rush, even though he didn't agree with it, he tried to explain it, but he didn't agree. As a total aside, and we're basically out of time, we'll have to continue tomorrow, as a total aside, there's an interesting issue here. This is in the Torah Siman Samach Zayin. Earlier, in Hilchos Dayanim, there's a discussion of people going to secular court because Bezdin can't collect. And the Mefarshim scream and yell, if Bezdin can't collect, you're not allowed to go to secular court. You're a Gazlan. My understanding is, this is the case. The Torah back in Hilchos Dayanim is referring to Siman Samach Zayin. Some 40-odd Sibonim later. This is the case. Two will have a fight about a detail in their business transaction. They want to go to Rush, we want to come to you. Tour, we want to come to you. No, don't come to me. In my opinion, your whole fight is about nothing. The Shemitah knocked the whole thing off. We don't hold that way. I can't deal with it. So what are you going to do? The Bezdin won't deal with it. Perhaps they'll go to second the court in that kind of a case. Beyond that, not. We'll have to stop here, Mitzvah, tomorrow in postseason. We'll continue with Mishnah Aleph. Perek Tes B'Siyata D'Shemayim. Okay.
I wish to stop the tacos. I wouldn't just be telling in regular amount. We'll get to